Chapter 2. I was in the bedroom, and he came through from the sitting room. All the same, he must have opened the outer door very quietly indeed, or I would certainly have heard the latch. I think he expected to find me there. In that case, the whole thing was just a cunningly planned trap. I was standing at the foot of one of the beds, so I couldn't move away from him. For a moment, he just stood there, grinning at me, as if he were enjoying himself. "Well now, Arthur," he said, "you ought to have waited for me, oughtn't you?" "I was going back." It was a stupid thing to say, I suppose, but almost anything I had said would have sounded stupid at that point. And then suddenly he hit me across the face with the back of his hand. It was like being kicked. My glasses fell off and I lurched back against the bed. As I raised my arms to protect myself, he hit me again with the other hand. When I started to fall to my knees, he dragged me up and kept on hitting me. He was like a savage. I fell down again, and this time he let me be. My ears were singing, my head felt like bursting, and I could not see properly. My nose began to bleed. I got my handkerchief out to stop the blood from getting all over my clothes, and felt about among the checks lying on the carpet for my glasses. I found them eventually. They were bent a bit, but not broken. When I put them on, I saw the soles of his shoes about a yard from my face. He was sitting in the armchair, leaning back, watching me. "Get up," he said, "and watch that blood. Keep it off the rug." As I got to my feet, he stood up quickly himself. I thought he was going to start hitting me again. Instead, he caught hold of one lapel of my jacket. "Do you have a gun?" I shook my head. He slapped my pockets to make sure, I suppose, then shoved me away.